Welcome to the deep dive. Today we are looking at a pretty fascinating paper from Trends in Plant Science. And our mission today is to see how scientists are turning crop protection from this sort of, messy genetic hack into a highly precise spray-on treatment.
Yeah, and it really is a game changer for anyone tracking the future of our food.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a massive technological leap here.
Right. So to give you an idea of the core problem, classic RNA interference, which is the old method, is kind of like trying to weed a garden with a shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sure, you'll definitely obliterate the weeds, but.
But you're also going to take out your prize-winning tomatoes in the process?
Exactly. It's effective, but it is just so messy. It causes all this unpredictable off-target damage.
Right. And so to get that sniper-like precision and avoid the whole shotgun mess, scientists had to solve a major biological baggage problem first. We actually already knew how to make highly accurate artificial small RNAs, like the genetic snipers you mentioned, but they required these massive genetic scaffolds to even work.
They had this huge structural footprint. But this paper details how scientists basically used a biological shrink ray on them, right?
Basically, yeah. They took a really bulky genetic template from a common lab, Wheat Arabidopsis, and just chopped away the excess.
Wait, so they shrank the MIR390A precursor down to what, an 89 nucleotide chimeric scaffold?
Right, and the synthetic transacting siRNAs down to just 54 nucleotides.
Just 54. But wait, I mean, if you chop off the structural support of a molecule like that, shouldn't the whole thing just fall apart? It feels like pulling out the wrong Jenga block.
Well, you would think so, but precursor engineering is really just an optimization problem. The plant's processing machinery doesn't actually need that whole bulky structure to read the instructions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it only requires a few essential determinants, specifically a 22 nucleotide target site and a really short spacer. So the rest of that massive structure is just an unnecessary evolutionary relic.
Oh, I see. So it's less like removing a load-bearing wall and more like, I don't know, cutting off the excess cardboard of a shipping package. Like, as long as the barcode is intact, the scanner or the plant machinery can still read it perfectly.
Precisely. And by removing all that excess cardboard, scientists unlocked a completely new DNA-free delivery method. They created this ultra-compact system called ART sRNA-VEGS.
Because these minimal precursors are tiny now, they can just be packed inside RNA viruses, right?
Exactly. Viruses have incredibly strict physical cargo limits. If you pack too much extra genetic material in there, evolutionary pressure literally forces the virus to mutate and kick out the extra baggage.
That makes total sense. So the instructions are tiny enough to fit the strict weight limits of these viral delivery trucks.
Right.
But wait, normally a plant's defense system acts like a shredder, right? Like ripping invading viral RNA into useless pieces. How does this system actually survive that?
That is the chemical brilliance of this whole thing. These minimal precursors bypass the nucleus entirely. They operate out in the cytoplasm and manage to trick a specific plant enzyme called DCL4.
DCL4.
Yeah, so even under intense antiviral pressure, DCL4 accurately slices out perfect 21 nucleotide guide RNAs right from the viral sequence.
That is wild. That is like sneaking a perfectly formatted instruction manual right through a paper shredder.
And the shredder somehow neatly cuts out the exact coupon you wanted.
Exactly. And because the virus is doing the delivery, instead of us altering the plant's own DNA in a lab, this moves from just a neat theoretical trick to a revolutionary real-world agricultural application.
Right, the spray-on future. The application described in the paper is just incredible. Scientists can grow the virus in donor plants, grind up the leaves into a simple phosphate-buffered crude extract, and literally just spray it onto crops.
Spray on genetics. But how does a liquid spray actually get inside the plant and spread around?
Well, the phosphate buffer in the extract helps the viral material penetrate the plant tissue on the leaves. And once inside, those viral delivery trucks travel right through the plant's vascular system. Its veins, essentially.
Spreading the instructions everywhere.
Exactly. It spreads the genetic instructions throughout the entire plant. This creates a programmable DNA-free antiviral vaccine that provides systemic armor.
Which is huge for agriculture because it doesn't alter the plant's actual genome, right? So it gives systemic protection without triggering complex GMO regulations or transgenesis rules.
It's a profound shift in how we protect crops. I mean, we're turning a viral threat into a defense delivery system.
So for you listening, we've basically gone from messy RNA shotguns to minimal RNA snipers, delivering precise transgene-free crop protection via spray-on viruses.
We have. But You know, this raises one final question the paper leaves us to ponder.
Oh, what's that?
Well, we know these spray-on synthetic RNA vaccines can protect plants from future infections, right? But could they actually cure a plant that is already infected?
Wow. Yeah, if the garden is already overrun, can the snipers save the tomatoes? Definitely something for you to think about next time you walk through the produce aisle.